chances are someone you know and love is living with the effects of violence.
I always felt very strongly that when I got on my own, that I would never take abuse from anyone. He always would change back and forth, that one day he'd be very angry, and the next day he would bring me flowers and say, oh, you know, Janet, I really didn't mean what I said to you yesterday. Everything's gonna be fine. When I would call my parents and say, Mom, would you be so kind to help me? You know, I feel somewhat broken, and I don't understand why he's so mean to me. And she said, well, you know, Janet, you made your bed. You lie in it. And then I went back to the priest that originally married me, and he said, I warned you not to marry him, but you didn't want to listen to me, and you will stay in the marriage for better or for worse. He would yell at me constantly and say, I want you to shut your effing mouth. You're making too many loud noises. I had visions of my going into the garage and hanging myself. I won't give up, you don't give up. I started becoming very depressed. I won't give up, you don't give up. And so I basically just obeyed him. I won't give up, you don't give up. And I became fearful of him and frightened of him. I couldn't understand why he was so mean to my daughter specifically. One particular night, I said to her, you better go to sleep now, because if you're not in bed before he gets home, we'll be in trouble. As I got up to turn off the light, she pushed me and knocked me down. I made the mistake of telling him that Angela had hit me. And so he went into the bedroom and I heard her screaming. And she yelled out for me and I never went to her. The very sad thing is that I couldn't protect my daughter. It was very difficult because she would come home and she would cry and she said, Mom, do you love me? And I said, yes. And she said, if you love me, then why don't you leave him? He's so mean to me. I said, don't worry, Angela. Things will get better. I promise you. Sometimes my children and I would sleep in the bed together because we were so frightened of him. I felt that I had to take some responsibility to end this. And I went for help to sort of turn myself around in my thinking. I went to the shelter, I got counseling, I went in the hospital. Sometimes when women feel they need to leave and they are fearful because they're maybe not believed, sometimes they go back. Sometimes they're killed. Sometimes their children are killed. And that's why I want to speak to women firsthand, so that they don't go back, so that they're not re-victimized. My daughter and I have become a lot closer. In fact, she said to me, I love you, Mom, and I forgive you, and I love her. And I'm sorry for what happened.